Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace and peace to you, my friends. This is Pastor Paul. Welcome to our podcast. I am reading from my book, Revelation to Transformation. I'm at the top of page 139. First, I want you to notice the command is a pretty heavy one. Love God with all of your heart, soul, and strength. Can you honestly say you can do this on your own power? I know that my heart, soul, and strength sometimes drift and show love in other areas. This command comes with no support system, simply a command. No righteousness is to be found here, for this is over our heads. In fact, the chapter closes with, "Then it will be righteousness for us if we are careful to observe all these commandments before the Lord our God as he has commanded us." Deuteronomy 6:25. If that be the case, if we don't do it, we are not righteous. Now, even though God told them this law should be in their hearts, there was only one way to make sure that they were consistent in their diligence. They had to write the law everywhere so they could always see a copy of it. This insistence on visual reinforcement of the law was due to the fact that they could not change their own hearts. Thus, they needed the law to be constantly put before their eyes. On the other hand, we have the New Testament way of living by the heart. Paul closed his last letter with an appeal to growth. Peter closed it, rather. I'm sorry. 2 Peter 3:18. "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Just as John 1:17 connected Jesus with grace and truth, Peter connects Jesus with grace and knowledge. How do I grow in grace? I can't do it by repeating scripture over and over, but I see there is knowledge that comes with my grace. That knowledge is of Jesus Christ. And the more I learn of him and his loveliness, the more I grow in his grace. In other words, as I grow in knowledge of Jesus, I am truly living by the heart. Due to the change of covenants, he fills our hearts with his knowledge as we see more of his loveliness. This is what God promised when he said, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them." Hebrews 10:16. Did you notice that I don't put his laws into my heart and mind? He puts them there. What would be the harm in learning and memorizing the law? Wouldn't it simply aid in the maturation process of Christians if they knew its principles? Well, I will yield toward knowing anything about the law only as it relates to the blessings that accompany keeping the law. The reason I feel this way is that Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law by his keeping of those laws, which means I have none of the curses on me that would accompany breaking any of them. Since I am blessed in Christ due to his being made to be the curse, I can read the promises of the law and claim them as my own. One of my favorite passages to preach from is Deuteronomy 28, because I get to emphasize all the good things that are mine due to the obedience of Christ. I never preach the attached curses, for Christ has paid for me to be free from all of them. What a relaxing way to live. But Pastor Paul, even the Apostle Paul used the law of Moses to teach principles. Didn't he quote, "Honor thy father and thy mother"? Yes, in fact, Paul did quote the fifth commandment in his letter to the Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 2. However, it should be noted that Paul did not quote the attached curse brought out in Exodus 21:17, which states that if any man curses father or mother, he should be put to death. You can't be a proper preacher of the law of Moses if you're only going to tell people the blessings and ignore the curses, now can you? Jesus, who preached prior to the cross, quoted the fifth commandment as well, but he attached the curse to those who broke it, Matthew 15:4. Why did he do this? Because he had yet to be made the curse at Calvary. After he bore the curse, you should never have to again. Thus, Paul leaves off the curse, since he is obviously not teaching the law as a blueprint for life, but as an introduction to the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Now, back to the previous question. Why is it dangerous for Christians to feed themselves on the law? Let's look at a few verses with a little commentary as to how Paul felt about such a thing. Romans 3:20. "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin." In other words, the more you know the law, the more you understand sin. Do you think understanding sin will help you overcome it? Romans 4:15. "Because the law brings about wrath, for where there is no law, there is no transgression. Feed on the law, and the end result is anger. Remove the law, remove the transgression." I'll stop right there and pick those up from page 141, our book, Revelation to Transformation. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.